杨浦区2016年高三英语二模试卷 1. Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it,Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Excuse me, can you give me the balance on my account?
Sure, tell me your account number.
Question, where does the conversation most probably take place? Two. Please take a seat, Ms. Simmons. Now you are applying for a job as a medical lab technician. What's your experience in this kind of work?
Well, I've been working as a receptionist in a doctor's clinic for the past 3 years.
Question. What's the probable relationship between the two speakers? Three. This book is said to help you find out more about yourself. For example, your hidden talent.
Ridiculous. You can't judge a book by its cover.
Question. What does the woman mean? 4. There's a strike at the airport, so my trip's been cancelled.
Oh no! That's a shame. Will you get your money back?
Question.Why is the man's trip cancelled? 5. I haven't had a break for 2 weeks. I even get up early in the morning to study before I leave for school.
I was late for school a couple of days ago. Same reason.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?6. Mum, I can't go to bed before 11 today. 3 test papers and 2 articles.
If you hadn't stood here complaining about it, you would have finished some.
Question. What does the woman mean?
7. Jack said his father's flying all the way to New Zealand to watch the next baseball match against England.
Wow!That's just so cool. Wish I could do that.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
8. You two argue so much. How can you live together?
After 20 years of marriage, we are used to each other.
Question. What can we learn about the couple?
9. How many students do you have in this college?
Well, we have 2,400 altogether. A quarter of them are overseas students and the rest are local.
Question. How many local students are there in the college? 10. Is there any special care I should take with this woolen sweater?
Machine cold wash, gentle cycle.
Question.What are they talking about? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you will be asked 3 questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,Read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
On a cold winter day many years ago, a French art teacher named Pierre Chevalier got on a train to Paris. When he started his journey, he didn't know that it was the beginning of almost 40 years of accidents.And near-death experience. During the journey, the train came off the tracks and fell into an icy river, killing 12 passengers. Chevalier managed to swim back to the shore. He had a broken leg, and he needed treatment for shock, but was very happy to be alive. 2 years later, Chevalier was on a plane from Paris to Moscow when a door suddenly opened and he fell out. A few minutes later, the plane crashed. 27 people were killed. Chevalier woke up in a hospital. The doctors told him he had been lucky. He'd landed in a haystack. He only had minor injuries. A few years later, he was driving on a mountain road when he saw a lorry coming straight at him. He drove the car off the road, jumped out, landed in a tree, and watched his car explode 100 meters below. How does his story end? 2 years ago, aged 71, Chevalier bought his first lottery ticket in 50 years and won more than £2 million. Chevalier said he was going to enjoy his life from then on and told reporters that he wanted to buy a house, a car, and a speedboat and get married. After this, a TV company in America invited him to make an advertisement. At first he accepted, but then he changed his mind. Chevalier said he wouldn't fly to Los Angeles for the filming because he didn't want to push his luck. Who knows? If he had accepted the invitation, maybe he would have had another accident. But Mr. Chevalier is a lucky man. If he'd had another accident, he probably would have survived that too.
Now listen again, please.
On a cold winter day many years ago, a French art teacher named Pierre Chevalier got on a train to Paris. When he started his journey, he didn't know that it was the beginning of almost 40 years of accidents and near-death experience. During the journey, the train came off the tracks and fell into an icy river, killing 12 passengers. Chevalier managed to swim back to the shore. He had a broken leg, and he needed treatment for shock, but was very happy to be alive. 2 years later, Chevalier was on a plane from Paris to Moscow when a door suddenly opened and he fell out. A few minutes later, the plane crashed. 27 people were killed. Chevalier woke up in a hospital. The doctors told him he had been lucky. He'd landed in a haystack. He only had minor injuries. A few years later, he was driving on a mountain road when he saw a lorry coming straight at him. He drove the car off the road, jumped out, landed in a tree, and watched his car explode 100 meters below. How does his story end? 2 years ago, aged 71, Chevalier bought his first lottery ticket in 50 years and won more than £2 million. Chevalier said he was going to enjoy his life from then on and told reporters that he wanted to buy a house, a car, and a speedboat and get married. After this, a TV company in America invited him to make an advertisement. At first he accepted, but then he changed his mind. Chevalier said he wouldn't fly to Los Angeles for the filming because he didn't want to push his luck. Who knows? If he had accepted the invitation, maybe he would have had another accident. But Mr. Chevalier is a lucky man. If he'd had another accident, he probably would have survived that too.
Questions. 11. When did Chevalier's history of accidents begin?
Why was Chevalier not killed when he drove the car off the road?
13. Why did he decide not to fly to America?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
When returning from an enjoyable journey, a self-moving suitcase could be a blessing when your hands are full of bags. Soon, this won't be a dream anymore. Nua Robotics, a high-tech company from Israel, has developed a smart suitcase that will follow you everywhere like a pet dog. It can find out your location by using its camera and pairing with your cell phone using Bluetooth. It can avoid obstacles, send you data like its weight and location, and has an alarm to stop it from being stolen. The suitcase will be on sale in a year, and the price of about 2,400 yuan, and could be of great help to the elderly or physically disabled who find it difficult to carry a suitcase around. Besides the suitcase, the company plans to use this technology in other ways. For example, a shopping cart filled with groceries could follow people to the supermarket and back home. Any object that has two wheels, we want it to be smart and robotic, says Alex Lipman, CEO and co-founder of Nua Robotics.
Now, listen again, please.
When returning from an enjoyable journey, a self-moving suitcase could be a blessing when your hands are full of bags. Soon, this won't be a dream anymore. Nua Robotics, a high-tech company from Israel, has developed a smart suitcase that will follow you everywhere like a pet dog. It can find out your location by using its camera and pairing with your cell phone using Bluetooth. It can avoid obstacles, send you data like its weight and location, and has an alarm to stop it from being stolen. The suitcase will be on sale in a year, and the price of about 2,400 yuan, and could be of great help to the elderly or physically disabled who find it difficult to carry a suitcase around. Besides the suitcase, the company plans to use this technology in other ways. For example, a shopping cart filled with groceries could follow people to the supermarket and back home. Any object that has two wheels, we want it to be smart and robotic, says Alex Lipman, CEO and co-founder of Nua Robotics.
Questions. 14. What can't the smart suitcase do?
How can a suitcase find owner's location?
16. Who will benefit most from the smart suitcase?
6. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet. Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer. Hello, this is Lakeview Campsite. Can I help you?
I'd like to get some information to make my camping holiday more enjoyable.
Our campsite is open from the beginning of May until the end of September. All campers must book a site at least 2 months in advance.
Do we have to take our own tents and camping stoves?
Many campers bring these things. However, all our sites have fully equipped caravans for hire.
Do we need to take our own sleeping bags and pillows?
Yes, you have to, as we do not provide them.
Are dogs allowed to go into the site?
Pets are welcome, but campers must keep their dogs under control. Dogs must not run around the playground or play in the swimming pool area.
How long is the swimming pool open?
The pool opens at around 9 a.m. and closes at 8:30 p.m., but campers use the swimming pool at their own risk, as there is no lifeguard on duty.
Thank you for your introduction.
It's my pleasure. For more information about prices and booking details, call 2576-5018 or visit our website at www.lakeview.com.
Okay, thanks.
Now listen again, please. Hello, this is Lakeview Campsite. Can I help you?
I'd like to get some information to make my camping holiday more enjoyable.
Our campsite is open from the beginning of May until the end of September. All campers must book a site at least 2 months in advance.
Do we have to take our own tents and camping stoves?
Many campers bring these things. However, all our sites have fully equipped caravans for hire.
Do we need to take our own sleeping bags and pillows?
Yes, you have to, as we do not provide them.
Are dogs allowed to go into the site?
Pets are welcome, But campers must keep their dogs under control. Dogs must not run around the playground or play in the swimming pool area.
How long is the swimming pool open?
The pool opens at around 9 a.m. and closes at 8:30 p.m. But campers use the swimming pool at their own risk, as there is no lifeguard on duty.
Thank you for your introduction.
It's my pleasure. For more information about prices and booking details, call 2576-5018 or visit our website at www.lakeview.com.
Okay, thanks.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer. Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Lisa. I'm just sorting out the rubbish. I try to separate all the cardboard boxes. You know, cereal packets, packaging from biscuits and all that.
Oh, do you recycle them?
Yeah, there's a special recycling bin at the end of my street. So it's really easy.
That's good. There's a bottle bank near my house, so I recycle all my empty bottles.
Do you mean plastic bottles or glass ones?
Only glass ones. There isn't anywhere near me where you can recycle plastic bottles.
Really? Clive was telling me that the council has put a recycling bin for plastic bottles outside his local supermarket. He takes all his empty plastic bottles there.
Good for him. The council really should provide more recycling bins. We can recycle all sorts of things, you know. Paper, metal, even clothes. Did you know that Becky takes all her old clothes to the recycling center in her town?
Does she really? It seems like everyone's recycling something these days. I think it's great. Even my little cousin Mark does his bit for the environment. His dad buys him a comic every time he goes to the newsagent. Mark reads them and then takes them to the paper recycling bin by the park.
What a great kid. It's good to know that there are people of all ages who care about the planet.
Yeah. So how about helping me with my recycling?
All right.
Now, listen again, please.
Hi, Alan. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Lisa. I'm just sorting out the rubbish. I try to separate all the cardboard boxes. You know, cereal packets, packaging from biscuits and all that.
Oh, do you recycle them?
Yeah, there's a special recycling bin at the end of my street, so it's really easy.
That's good. There's a bottle bank near my house, so I recycle all my empty bottles.
Do you mean plastic bottles or glass ones?
Only glass ones. There isn't anywhere near me where you can recycle plastic bottles.
Really? Clive was telling me that the council has put a recycling bin for plastic bottles outside his local supermarket. He takes all his empty plastic bottles there.
Good for him. The council really should provide more recycling bins. We can recycle all sorts of things, you know. Paper, metal, even clothes. Did you know that Becky takes all her old clothes to the recycling center in her town?
Does she really? It seems like everyone's recycling something these days. I think it's great. Even my little cousin Mark does his bit for the environment. His dad buys him a comic every time he goes to the newsagent. Mark reads them and then takes them to the paper recycling bin by the park.
What a great kid. It's good to know that there are people of all ages who care about the planet.
Yeah. So how about helping me with my recycling?
All right.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。